The Alaska Department of Fish and Game's sonar counting operation started counting last Friday, and through midnight Sunday, the total count was just 1,600 fish. Normally, the timing is such that king salmon make up the bulk of the early count, and that's likely the case this year, but we'll have to wait a few more days to know for sure. Tim Sands is the area management biologist for the Nooshigak Commercial Fishing District.
The way the sonar works is there's four different strata, inshore and offshore, on two sides of the river. Before we can get a good estimate of the number of fish, we have to catch in our test fish nets five fish in each of those strata. Otherwise, we're just estimating based on last year's numbers.
What that basically means is that additional fish need to be caught above the sonar counter in order to apportion the fish count by species. Sand says this new system is in response to an issue that came up last year.
And so last year, we were releasing our numbers to the public as we got them, even though we knew there were an estimate, and we got a negative 291 number on the 13th of June. That was received very poorly by the public. They were not happy to see a number. They couldn't understand it and said various things about the manner in which we count fish.
Until Fish and Game catches enough fish in all four areas of the Nooshigak River upriver from the sonar counter, they are just releasing the unapportioned number. Last year, the apportioned number started coming out on June 19th, but Sands is unclear when that will happen this year.
It could happen sooner. It could happen later, but my guess is it'll be sooner because it sounds like there's a little more fish around this year.
The sonar counter on the Nooshigak River is located near Portage Creek, and early on in the season, the counter provides an estimate of king salmon escapement. This year, Fish and Game is hoping to get 95,000 kings upriver and counted as escapement. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.